It's the morning show here on the Ideas Network. I'm Keeley Boltina in for Kate Archer Kent, and it's Monday at 7 o'clock. That means it's time for the State Capitol Report. Up first this morning, we've got Democratic State Senator Bob Wirch live talking about what he sees as a longtime member of the legislature who's running unopposed to November's election, and we want to hear from you. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. What do you want lawmakers to understand about your life? What do you see want them to prioritize when they are in the Capitol? 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Bob Wirch is running to once again represent District 22, and he's running unopposed. So that includes the cities of Kenosha and Racine. State Senator Wirch, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for being here. Last night, police in Kenosha shot a black man. What we know is that the video shows a man named Jacob Blake walking away from officers trying to get into a vehicle. It shows an officer holding his shirt and then police shoot. We can count 7 gunshots. Officials say he's in serious condition. This is in your district. What do you want to say about it?
Well, it's just horrible what happened. And I keep thinking about one of my heroes who just passed away, John Lewis. And I let me stress that the answer is in nonviolence. Certainly not violence. And I just think it was horrible. I saw the film this morning of that the man being shot in the back. Seems to me that they could have used a taser, but let's wait for all the facts to come in. You know, I believe in the rule of law, and we need a thorough investigation of what happened, the events leading up to this shooting and whatever. But you know, it's just terrible, and I think we have to rededicate ourselves to peace and justice in our community. Certainly, probably review training and policy for the police, and we should not condemn all police for the actions of one individual. But this has been a very sad time for my community, and I hope that we can come together and find answers to this violence.
You talk about the rule of law and not condemning all police for some actions of one or few, and yet if we find out that this was protocol, that the police officer did everything right by the book, is that enough? Is that okay?
Well, like I say, we have to review our policies, and there will be a thorough investigation by the Attorney General. But clearly the film is a damning indictment of those individual's actions.
Senator Wirch, a release from the state's Division of Criminal Investigation says it's investigating and that it'll try to provide a report about the shooting within 30 days. Are you comfortable with that timeline?
I want it to be thorough investigation, and I don't want to rush to judgment. I want it to be a fair judgment, and so if it takes 30 days, it'll take 30 days. But this is just sad. We need a dialogue on race relations, and we need to talk to each other, and we need to do a better job here in Kenosha and throughout Wisconsin. And this is just a step in the wrong direction for my community, for the state, and for race relations.
How do you, as a lawmaker, plan on having that dialogue in the state capitol building? Because you're right, this is one incident, and it is violent and terrifying for people, and yet it is one incident in a trend.
Well, we have to talk to each other, and I know before this pandemic hit, I'd had more listening sessions than any elected official in my area, bringing people together to talk about community problems. And we have to, we just have to do more of that. We have to understand each other. We have to work together. I don't know any other answers. Clearly, we need to be accountable for our actions, what the police have done. At the same time, you know, we have to realize we are all God's children, and we have to work together.
You're a Democrat. The Republicans have a majority in the state house. Is that constructive dialogue possible, do you think?
Well, I hope there's changes in this election coming up, quite frankly. And I hope the people send the message that we need change to the majority party. And I think that's one of the ways that we change things out there is at the ballot box. That's what John Lewis talked about. That's what Martin Luther King talked about. We have to send a strong message that we want change in policy, and I can't think of a better way than to elect more responsive people.
Bob Wirch is a Democratic state senator representing District 22 that includes the cities of Kenosha and Racine. He's running unopposed in November's election, and we're taking your calls for the state senator. The number is 1-800-642-1234. What do you want to know from him about his work in the state capitol? What do you think he should know about your life and how the decisions of lawmakers affect you? 800-642-1234, or you can email ideas@WPR.org. Senator Wirch, you've talked about wanting to fund body cameras for all county and municipal law enforcement officers in Wisconsin. It appears Kenosha sheriffs and police do not have body cams. Nearby Pleasant Prairie police have been using them for years. Why do you think body cameras would help cut down on police shootings?
Well, I believe that it would further accountability out there. It can vindicate police if their actions are proper and just. And it can also be a record if they have violated the law. And I think it should be uniform throughout our 72 counties out there. And let me say this, that there's a real economic problem in our state with this pandemic recession out there. There's going to be major budget problems on the state level, on the local level. And so I have advocated that this these body cams be paid for by the state. And, you know, in a tight budget, where are we going to get that money from? Well, I think we have to look at a partial repeal of the manufacturing and ag tax credit. Now, that's a tax credit that was, and I was there, slipped in the budget in the dark of night by the Republicans about 6-7 years ago, and I'll tell you who did it. It was, at that time, State Senator Glenn Grothman, who is now a congressman. It was slipped in with no public hearings. And to me, that was shameful. They waited till the last minute after the four public hearings were done, the end of the budget process, slipped it in at the last minute, the middle of the night, passed it. That's where I would take some of the money out of to pay for these body cameras, because it's going to be a tight budget. And so, once again, there's been $1 billion in that tax credit since it's been put in, and so there's adequate funding, and we need that to finance body cams so we have accountability for actions throughout all 72 counties of our state.
And that manufacturing and agricultural tax credit, it's available to people for income generated from manufacturing or agricultural property located here in Wisconsin. We're talking with State Senator Bob Wirch live with us on the State Capitol Report, and the lines are open. We're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Do you live in Kenosha or Racine or the surrounding area? How do you plan to vote in November? What are you weighing when trying to figure out who gets your vote and what is on your mind this morning that you think a state lawmaker should hear? 800-642-1234. Email ideas@WPR.org. I'm Keely Boltina. You're listening to the State Capitol Report. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. What do you want state lawmakers to accomplish? How are you using that to figure out who gets your vote in November? And what do you want a member of the state legislature to know about your life right now? We've got State Senator Bob Wirch with us here on The Morning Show. I'm Keeley Boltina. Your questions are welcome here on the Ideas Network. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call. And Bob Wirch is a Democratic state senator from District 22 in southeastern Wisconsin. He's running unopposed in the general election. And Brandy from Milwaukee is ready to talk with us this morning. Hi, Brandy.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, so I have a question. So listening to the senator speak early, a few minutes ago, the question I have is, how can the result of seeing time and time again law enforcement harm or kill innocent Black people, how can the end result be, let's look at our procedures, let's have law enforcement have all the time they need to research what's going on, when you can clearly see in most footages that the police are attacking, are killing people. As a Black person who's voted democratically consistently for quite some time, I will not vote for any Democrat that is going to be soft on this issue. There is a clear problem to police brutality is police and law enforcement. I think having a conversation about the procedures and processes is outdated. We need to have a much more radical response to the harm that's being done to our citizens. So my question is, what else can you offer besides prayer, time, and reviewing of the processes?
Brandy, thanks for the question. We really appreciate your call at 800-642-1234. Senator Bob Wirch, what do you have to say to Brandy?
Well, let's go back to the example of John Lewis. And it's a dogged determination, and you can change things through effort, getting the people involved. When I was young, the entire South was segregated from top to bottom, the city, state, local. And I understand that you want things changed right away, but they made tremendous change through nonviolent protest. And I've seen what happens when you don't have nonviolent protest. Then you get the strong law and order people in there, and you take two or three backward steps. So yes, change is slow, but we have to make sure we're moving in the right direction, because we have had counter moves in the past against peaceful protest. And I've seen that where they've gone against, they've simply enhanced the laws with penalties, severe penalties, and whatever. So the alternative is going in the wrong direction. I'd rather be going by the rule of law in a slow, sure way forward.
President Donald Trump responded to protests over the killing of George Floyd, over the killing of Breonna Taylor, by showing his support for law enforcement and police departments. How do you see that affecting voters in your district as November approaches?
That's going to be a big issue. That's going to be a big issue. I think you're going to see Democrats are going to push, as they did in their convention, listen to the people, let's work together. And you're going to see the Republicans push for law and order. I think it's going to be a replay of George H.W. Bush's campaign, where there was, they brought out Willie Horton. It's going to be a dirty campaign. So it's going to be law and order versus us working together. So there's a real chance we could move backwards. The stakes are high in this election.
In 2016, President Trump took Kenosha County by just 238 votes. This is a county that voted for former President Barack Obama in both 2008 and 2012. What does President Trump speak to in your district?
Well, I think that that's not going to happen again. First of all, I see good signs out there. I've watched a lot of elections. Let's remember, usually the Democrats are going to vote for a Democrat and Republicans are going to vote for a Republican. It's the people in the middle and that make the difference, because we have a history of close elections in this state. And I just see it as there's a lot of Republicans out there that say, I'm a Republican, but I don't like Trump. And we saw this in the spring election. We saw Trump came in and he endorsed Kelly for Supreme Court. Kelly lost, and there was a big drop-off in Republican votes in the WOW counties around outside of Milwaukee. And I think that's an indicator that people are against what the president is doing. You know, there's an old saying in politics, it's hard for a snake oil salesman to make a sale the second time through town. And I think Trump is a snake oil salesman, and he's going to have a real problem out there. People see that he did a poor job with the pandemic, and a lot of people have died out there, and they understand his poor performance out there. And he has a credibility problem, quite frankly. And I think the Washington Post is showing 20,000 lies. So he has a credibility problem. And I think the president loses moderate Republican votes out there. And I think he's going to lose a lot of independent votes, too.
Bob Wirch is a Democratic state senator whose district includes the cities of Kenosha and Racine. Still time for your call if you have a question or something you want to speak with him about. 800-642-1234 is the number you can use to do that. And Senator Wirch, I understand you're confident that your district won't go for the president again. And yet something about his ideals or what he said either motivated people to vote for him or to motivate enough Republicans to get to the polls. I mean, are there truths? Are there experiences that President Trump speaks to for people in your communities that need attention?
Yes, he speaks to frustration out there, people frustrated with the system. But he didn't have a record the last time he was out, and it's easy to criticize the system without a record. And I also think that you know, I'll be brutally honest about this. I'm a Democrat, but there were a lot of people in the middle that just didn't like Hillary Clinton, and they didn't like the Clintons, and there was a dislike factor in there that I noticed, too, that helped Mr. Trump.
Yeah. Joe Biden is now the official Democratic presidential nominee. He did not come to Wisconsin for the Democratic National Convention last week. He accepted that nomination virtually. Do you think that was a mistake?
I think you have to follow good health practices, and I think I like it that our candidate wears a mask. I think it's shameful that the President of the United States goes around not wearing a mask. I think that sets a poor example for the people.
We have just a bit of time left, and let's talk specifically in your district. The Kenosha Unified School District recently changed course on its original reopening plan. They were supposed to start virtually. Parents were not happy. Now students can go to in-person school next month. Do you think the science on school-age kids and COVID-19 is sound enough to make that kind of decision, or do you want to see broad policy?
Well, you know, I defer to local decision makers. I think they are elected, and they are close to more information than I am on that issue. Clearly, the thing that we all have in common is we want the safety of the students and we want education. But I believe in locally elected officials, in this case school board members, making the decision. And hopefully it'll play out that it's the right decision.
The statewide unemployment rate fell to just 7% last month. In June, it was 8.6. Some economists are still warning about a slowdown. Lawmakers in the state capitol haven't taken action to really address this pandemic since April. What do you want to see happening next?
Well, I think it's terrible that the Republican leaders have not called us in to address some of the problems out there. And they're more worried about the election, I think, than the pandemic out there. And, you know, what they're doing, my guess, is call people in after the election. I think that's the wrong thing to do. You will have people that have been turned away by the voters then voting and making decisions. And I think that's the wrong thing to do. But once again, this is right-wing ideology versus common sense.
What can you do about that?
Well, we can make our voice heard. I can educate my constituents and have them sound off about it. I think that the answer is how people vote and putting pressure on their elected officials.
Senator Wirch, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Bob Wirch is a Democratic state senator representing District 22 that includes the cities of Kenosha and Racine. He's running unopposed for the seat in the November election. Up next is news, then the state capitol report continues with a look at how the state might ease the burden of student debt here for people in Wisconsin. Stay with us. I'm Keeley Boltina. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.